Welcome to the Coach's Corner podcast, brought to you by the South Florida Charter Chapter of the International Coaching Federation, where our goal is to engage, motivate, and inspire. In the Coach's Corner, we speak to the great professional coaches of ICF South Florida. We hear about what compels them to coach. We talk about the people they support and the tools and techniques that they use to get the job done. Coaching is a hugely specialized craft, and this inside look at the power and the promise of coaching is both an exploration and a celebration of our member coaches, their talents, and their client successes. Hello, I'm Eric Gorris, a member of the ICF South Florida Programming Committee and host of the Coach's Corner podcast. Before we get into our conversation, I'd like to invite you to visit the ICF South Florida website so you can learn more about our chapter's benefits and program offerings. To learn more, go to icfsouthflorida.org. Check out our calendar of events, and if you find an event that interests you, register for free as our guest. Just use the promo code PODCAST. Today's guest is C-suite executive coach Toni Clem. Before Toni became a coach, she was a marketing executive based out of Louisville, Kentucky. She left that marketing career behind, attained her coaching certification at the University of Miami, and now works as an internal, external, and sponsored coach. Toni will tell us about her path to coaching, explain what coaching means to her, and how satisfying it is to see her coachees grow. Let's get into it right now with Toni Clem. Okay, hey, Toni Clem, so good to see you. Thank you so much for showing up and doing the podcast today.
Eric, it is so good to see you. Thank you so much for the invitation, and I am doing great.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. How did you wind up becoming a coach? Tell us what that journey looked like for you.
I was in the marketing advertising arena for a very long time and was recruited to Louisville, which I really did think I was going to only be here for a minute and end or maybe mid-career chance in New York City, right? That was my goal. And what happened instead is I joined a couple boards that I was passionate about, and I moved forward in my career in advertising. And as I moved forward in advertising and became the president, I was in that role for a very long time and then became the CEO for a couple years before I made my exit. What I reflected on was all the things that I loved about leadership. I loved the people. I loved the culture. I loved collaboration and watching the design of that, if that makes sense. And, you know, there's a lot of humor also in marketing and advertising. So there's a lot of laughter there, which I did certainly love that. But I am not cut out for stand-up comedy. So I looked at all the other things that I truly, truly loved, and it led me to coaching.
You went to University of Miami?
I did for my coaching certification. I went to actually Ohio State University for my, you know, college education.
How did you like that University of Miami program? I know a lot of us down here in South Florida know of it, are aware of it. How did you like that program?
I loved it. I really did. I thought it adheres to ICF. The competencies are all there. It's interesting. When I first just a quick sidebar, when I decided I was going to go into coaching, and as an executive, I was thinking, I know how to coach. I know how to coach. I know how to mentor. I know how to do this. And, you know, I started the program and realized that, yeah, it's totally different. You know, leading is very different than coaching. And coaching is, it's amazing. It's magical. It is magical.
No doubt about it. Did you find that, tell me, at University of Miami, would you say they're more skills? Do they focus totally on skills, or do they get into the business side of being a coach as well?
No, it's totally skills, especially in class. And you can't talk about, like, how do you build a coaching business? What do you do about, you know, your website, your marketing materials, your personal brand? What's that look like? That's pretty much taboo in regards to that program. It is really about the competencies that go along with coaching.
Yeah, I like that. And I think if I was making a recommendation sort of in general to younger coaches or coaches of any age who are considering the profession, and if you're looking at programs and you see one of those programs that's sort of
half the business of coaching, half the skills of coaching, versus a program like University of Miami, where it is all coaching skills, the entire program. I think I would heavily encourage that you do the all skills program.
Yeah. When I joined, there was a part of me. I mean, Eric, like I said, I spent my career in leadership. So being part of a new program and almost remaking myself, right? I sat in this group of individuals and I felt like this is going to be short-lived because I don't have anything in common with anybody. And I've been in this position for so long. And it was totally different. The skills that they teach you, the personal skills that you think you have that you don't. I think what never changed with me ever was the love that I feel towards people. But I do think that when I first joined it, I had this feeling like, well, you've been a leader for so long, this is going to be easy for you. And it certainly wasn't.
Certainly not. For those of us who have had a career before, you know, a long career before we came to the coaching, I mean, again, I came to coaching after a 25-year career in New York. The big shift is being the coach, not being the smartest guy in the room, being the coach, not being the guy who has the answers, and reshifting that. The empathy is still there. The urge to develop, to help someone develop is still there. That's so much of my career in New York was helping teams achieve. We're still doing that, but the tools are all completely different. Hey, tell me, Tony, tell me, who do you coach with today? Who do you work with? What kind of clients? And what do you coach them on?
Yeah, so most of my clients are part of either the C-suite or on their way towards that at the C-level. If it's not for profit, they're typically the executive directors or near that. So those are the individuals. I do make exceptions. I will also tell you, I've had people bring me some of life things, right? And I'm not a life coach. And so I don't pretend that I am. And I will find them a coach and help them in that direction. But there's a difference. The difference for me, and you ask, you know, what I'm coaching them on. A lot of it is, I want to be a better leader. I need to be able to speak more clearly to my board. I need to bring people together more. And how do I do that in a remote world? And so those are some of the things that come to, you know, my sessions.
Let me ask you, are you an internal coach or an external coach? Which is it?
Yeah, I'm both. I am a sponsored coach at times. So I'll have somebody that will, like the board will hire me.
And in situations like that, is it typically, is the board looking to provide your services to high performers or problem children or what is it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. A little bit of both, I would say. I think what they are hoping for in some ways is that, I think this is funny, that they feel like a coach is just going to be able to tell this person, here's what you need to do. And that's not what happened. So I find the biggest challenge when a board wants you to coach an executive, they have specifics that they want this person to achieve, but they also want this person to achieve it in a very short period of time. In other words, time's running out. That's a tough one, right? When you are brought in as a coach to fix something that's not yours to fix, it's the coachee's to fix with your partnering. And you can't always speed that up in the time frame that they put on it.
It's an interesting challenge. The idea, well, what do you mean by short time frame? What is a short time frame in this context?
Oftentimes they might want it in 3 months, and challenges have been happening. Things have been happening 9 months before you're called in. So there's all this time before that's pent up. And then all of a sudden at the end of it, they're like, okay, let's see, let's at least try this. I don't know, you know, and maybe that's something that I need to even think more about is, what's that contract look like when you're called in to fix something that's really not yours to fix.
Interesting. It goes back to contracting, which is, I think, you know, we talk about ICF coaching style, and contracting in my regard is everything to the relationship we have with our clients. And, you know, I believe as long as we contract, you know, in good faith and with transparency and upfront, then we can kind of contract for anything.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's all in the contract. I will tell you that contracting is probably the biggest challenge that I have, in that boards will direct you, right, to fix a situation, which again, fix is such a, is such a, I think, an icky word, because I don't believe anybody needs fixed. But they want you to do these things, and you provide this contract, and you're hopeful that they have spoken to this person you're going to coach. They don't want to, they're not comfortable, they've done it a million times, and just go and do. And, you know, I've had to postpone arrangements because I don't have a contract.
Let me ask you, with regard to this kind of coaching, the board is the sponsor, the board is paying the bills, the client is someone on the C-suite. In your history as a coach, what are some of the great successes you've had? What are some of the great outcomes from these engagements?
Well, the biggest hope that you have, right, is this awareness, this heightened awareness that the client coachee has about their goals. And, you know, my favorite thing for a coachee to say is, well, perhaps, let me think about that. I love those. I love it when they're self reflecting and thinking about stuff in a deep way that only they can answer, right? That's when, to me, you could have a breakthrough. And by breakthrough, I just mean that their goal is now clear, much clearer than it ever was before, because, you know, they didn't even know sometimes they had a goal to work on. They didn't even know that the board wanted them or their boss wanted them to work on some things. They didn't even know that.
So these are the sponsored clients. You also have clients that are sort of private practice individual clients?
I do. I have people that have referred me based on my coaching them, which is a wonderful feeling. And I give them contracts. And then, you know, in the very beginning, once we talk and we kind of do that meet and greet, that's it. That's the important part too, is making sure there's a connection and they feel that. And they can, you know, talk with you, and all of a sudden you just know you're going to have a great relationship. I mean, my goal is that you're not always my client, right? You're not always my coachee, that you've gotten these goals and you're just off to the races. And I will honestly miss them. Honestly, I mean, some people, Eric, I don't want them to ever go. I know it's a relationship that I cherish, and I am honored with their time. So
I can understand that. One of my original visions for my practice was, I can remember writing it, 20 clients that I talked to once a week for 20 years.
And how are you doing that? Are you doing that?
It's not 20, but it is interesting. I mean, the clients that I work with, they tend to stick around, you know, for a long time. I started doing this 3.5 years ago, and my first clients are still with me. Okay, so you mentioned referral clients. That's something that so many coaches, I think, struggle with from time to time, is how to find, attain, attract clients. How do you do it? How do you find clients to work with?
A great question. As long as I've been in the marketing business and have met clients and vendors, and it's still not in my personality to want to network myself. I just don't necessarily like that. But what I have done, and what I started doing, I really did a lot of not-for-profit work with boards that I either was on in the past, or currently serve as, you know, giving back a treasure. And through that, I've had a lot of recommendations. Now, when I talk to people and they ask me what I'm doing now, and, you know, I talk about executive coaching, their eyes light up and they want to know more about it. And what's my best client look like? And, you know, how can they help me? So that really is how I've gotten the clients that I have right now, is just referrals and, you know, doing some things for free and having people refer me through that as well.
Do you think the clients that you have right now, the ones that you're working with, are they what you would describe as your ideal clients?
I would say absolutely yes. And if they're not, then they wouldn't be my client for long, because I really feel like they need a coach. They need to feel good about coaching. They need to get in a relationship that they feel really great about. So that's why when I look at my book of business right now, and I get excited when I've got a coaching session coming up, because it's magical for them. And it's magical for me.
Tony, I guess I'm, you know, if you could speak out and transmit to that world, hey, you know, you're the kind of person I'm looking at working with, who would that person be? What would you say to them?
If I could reach out to an executive level audience that wanted to build a better culture and a better company and better collaboration with the people they work with every day, I would love to be part of that transformation that they're seeking. That to me is the ultimate, because you might be coaching one person, but you in turn are impacting a company. And to me, that is where I would really like to, I'd really like to be a part of that.
Board of directors out there, if you've got an executive team that could use some coaching up, the name is Tony Clem. Hey, Tony, before we get to the final question, can you go ahead and just tell everyone where they can find you?
So typically, I mean, you can reach me by smoke signal, and my email address is tclem, which is T as in Tony, C-L-E-M, 500@gmail.com. Reach out to me, please, if you feel like I can answer the things that you need answered in the way that is a journeying, partnering process.
And when someone reaches out, what does that typically look like? Do you do a consultation with them, or what's it like?
I think you have to do a chemistry check, just like you would in any client relationship. And that is that you want to make sure they feel super good about the meeting, the feeling, the being part of it. I think every potential client wants to be seen and wants to be heard and wants to be understood, and they should feel that. So, I would do that. And then in hopes that they would find it with me if it was good for them.
Thanks for being here today, Tony Clem. Last question is, looking into the crystal ball, what do you think the future of coaching looks like?
Oh, so that is one of my favorite questions, because I really want people to understand what it can do for them as individuals, how they can really see change happen within themselves because they've done it. So I believe that if I had a crystal ball, and if I could explain that or educate people on here's really what coaching is, I think it could solve so many things for people, and that the future is so very much brightened by exposure to, you know, to good coaches.
Thank you for that. That's a lovely picture of the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Clem. Tony, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Totally appreciate it. And love what you're doing. So thank you.
What a great conversation. It's always so educational and inspirational to talk with colleagues and learn from their experiences. That's why it's so important to continue to collaborate with others. And that is one of the best reasons to consider working with a certified coach. Working with a certified coach opens a whole new space to learn, grow, and design your future in a way that you want it. To learn more about what coaching is and how it can help you, please visit our website at icfsouthflorida.org. There you'll find educational resources, our events calendar, and our coaches directory. We hope you'll find exactly what you're looking for, and if you like what you see, consider becoming a member. We would love to welcome you to our community. That's it for now. Thanks again for joining us in the ICF South Florida's Coach's Corner. Until next week, I'm Eric Gorris. Take care and be well.